Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyous. Be happy. It's going to be a good day. Even though it's raining up here. I don't really have a lot to say. I'm just convinced that during the winter, I just start losing it. I become like a caged animal. I start freaking out because there's no sun and there's nothing to do. But, you know, we are so very blessed. I was talking to my brother yesterday and we're just in a place of receiving, and sometimes it takes a long time to get there. And if you're going through it and you're just waiting on it, just continually focus on God. At some point, it's on God's timing. It's going to come to pass. Continually pray, declare your prayers to Him. Let Him know what's going on in your life. He wants to know what's going on. And be thankful and just know that He is going to take care of it. He will take care of anything that you're going through. I was reading over the weekend the account of Jacob where, you know, he goes to prison for 13 years. 13 years. And then in a matter of moments, he gets raised to the top of the Egypt. He becomes the ruler, essentially, or the second one in charge of all of Egypt. But it took 13 years. And it's funny because in our business, it took us probably 15 years to get to the point where I was comfortable. It's going to happen, man. You just got to stay focused on God and keep on praying, and He'll change your heart, your mind, everything during that time. In order that you get to a point of peace, and it's a spiritual peace with God. But you got to develop the relationship peace, which is the undisturbed well-being. It's where you're not disturbed by the outside influences or anything, and grace will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God and His Son Jesus Christ. By having that relationship, you can get to peace. And once you get there, it's a glorious place to be. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, in order that He would grant you or give to you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened or made powerful in effect with might or the ability by His Holy Spirit in the within man." He gives you the power to cause effect, and He gives you the ability to do it. You have all that when you're connected to God. And you have that connection through the Holy Spirit. Once you believe and confess in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You are immediately connected to God. You have the Holy Spirit. You are born new. And He gives you the ability, and I just love it, the ability to cause effect and the power to do it. It's wonderful. Verse 17, that the Christ may dwell in your hearts or in a fixed position through faith. You got to start having a firm reliance on what the Word says. You have a firm reliance and belief that God will come through. Whatever it says in here, He's going to do what He says He's going to do. You are who He says you are. Christ will dwell in your heart through faith, in order that ye, being rooted and grounded or founded in love, may be fully able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height, and to experientially know the love of the Messiah. Christ died for you in order that you can live, and there's so much love in that. Now, don't forget that love casteth out fear. Perfect love, it casteth out fear. If you have fear in your life, you're not made perfect by love. That's 1 John chapter 5. Perfect love, it casts out fear, and you are founded in love. And all it is that you start to believe this stuff. Start to live your life by what the Word says. Verse 19, and to experientially know the love of the Messiah, which passeth knowledge, in order that ye might be filled or fully accomplished with all the fullness of God. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are fully accomplished. You are overflowing with that Holy Spirit. It doesn't go away. Your acts don't change that. Verse 20, now unto him who is able to do, and this is God, unto God who is able to do infinitely beyond abundance above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Anything you can think of, anything you can pray of, God is, his thoughts are infinitely beyond that. If you think God can't come through in your life, you are crazy. You are crazy. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. You don't think he can take care of, I don't know, next month's bills or whatever you got going on in your life. If you want, whatever it is, he's going to take care of it. And he tells you, stay focused, stay grounded in love, live life through his son. Finally, verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. We will stand in the glory, that which attracts attention, for the rest of our lives once Christ Jesus comes back. You are a son of God, chosen before the foundations of the world. Now, there's nothing to fear. There is not fear in love. Be anxious for not one thing. Have a wonderful day today. Pray the big prayers when you pray to God. Again, you never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. He will provide. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for your loving hand and just for every single thing that you do. I pray for the protection of our country, the protection of my family and all your believers, that you just continually take care of them. I thank you again for each and every moment that we have, and just for the continual blessings. I pray for the new person coming in, that you just bless this situation and that we do a good job and that she's the right person. Please, God, please, 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 please. And again, I just thank you for each and every moment of my life and for what your son did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.